Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Richard Spur himself. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well, and thank you for inviting me.
So we all watch Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, and we know that everybody's entitled to a defense. I say that flippantly. Obviously, the system doesn't work, and the whole system will fall down if somebody isn't able to have representation.
That's right.
That said, did it have to be you?
You know, I'm also just a little peeved by lawyers who withdraw when the money comes up, when the money runs out.
Ah.
You know.
Yes. Okay, that's an interesting one.
State was funding this litigation very handsomely.
Right.
The court ruled that that wasn't proper.
Right.
The money dries up. The lawyers walk away. I honestly feel in this respect that Jacob Zuma is the underdog here. You know, whatever your personal feelings and whatever differences we have, I mean, ideologically we're not aligned. And, you know, in some lights, he's not a kind of sympathetic person.
Right,
but
right.
I think he deserves a proper defense. And I think the country deserves a proper defense for him as well. I mean, if he goes into this trial and is convicted without a competent legal defense, that doesn't bring about the resolution that we require. I mean, the thing needs to be done properly and it needs to be done fairly. And I was also making a point, I think, that, you know, I'm sure there are many other lawyers who'd be prepared to represent him. It's a large, it's an important, high-profile trial. And I guess there must be, you know, lawyers who out there who are willing to do the job. But I think it takes somebody to step up and set the example and say, well, yeah, we are. We're able to do it, and we're willing to do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you make, because if he is convicted without visible due process or without visibly going through a fair trial, it will remain an unsettled matter in the minds and hearts of many, fair or unfair, but it will remain problematic and unsettled for the country for decades to come, I imagine.
I think that's right. I mean, I've worked through the charge sheet and I've had a look at, you know, some of the cases surrounding it. There are numerous judgments dealing with the matter. And it's certainly not a straightforward charge sheet. And, you know, I believe the former president said that he wanted to, you know, he was going to defend himself. Well, you know, that would be a really, really bad idea. You know, it is a complex and difficult matter, and without legal representation, he's not going to get a fair shake.
How do you separate your own personal view and standpoint from your clients? Because that must be enormously difficult. I would imagine it pertains to many cases and not only to Jacob Zuma. But this one is so, it is such a divisive situation.
Yeah. Look, I didn't go into law to support causes as much as I went about the interest of justice. I've represented, people who, on the face of it, might not deserve representation. I've represented people charged with terrible things, but the kind of instance where I see this person being judged and railroaded by society and everybody against them, you know, that kind of just stirs something in me. And that's popular sentiment isn't what drives me. And I'm able to make a professional separation between myself and my own values and my clients. But the idea of somebody being railroaded, is abominable. It's just an awful idea. And those kinds of cases in particular appeal to me. I'm more interested in defending the underdog than I am in representing a cause.
Mm. Are you concerned about what this will do for your brand? And I say that in inverted commas.
No. You can imagine there's been quite a lot of criticism and how can you defend this person and, you know, what are you doing? What a terrible man, etc. But, you know, my brand is defending the underdog and people who don't have a fair go at things otherwise. And And that's what I'll stick to.
Right. And in fact, this is, I mean, you're a human rights attorney. So this is, you can't be a stranger to criticism and negativity in you know, out there.
No, and you know, politically I remain outspoken. So, you know, the you know, me as a person, I have very clear views about what's right and what's wrong and you know, a sense of justice. But professionally, you know, I'm there to try and support people who otherwise aren't going to get any support. Mm. And I'm fortunately in a position where I'm able to do that. So,
right.
You know, we have the firm, we have the infrastructure, we're capable of dealing with large and complex matters. And so, you know, I think there's a kind of an obligation on me at least to set the tone, whether the president will take us up or
oh,
you know,
that was going to be my next question. Have you met with him? Have you spoken with him?
I've had some contact from his office, mm-hmm. kind of inquiring as to, you know, the bona fides of the offer.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect he's mulling his options, and with a bit of luck, other people will step forward and he'll find somebody.
Right.
If it was somebody else, well, I'd be very happy for him.
One of our listeners asking, have you done other pro bono work? Is this common in your area?
The vast majority of the work that we do is pro bono. Well, pro bono. The vast majority of the work we do is for people who don't have money.
Mm,
I mean,
mm.
they're workers and they're community members. And,
right.
Yeah, we try and, I mean, the challenge over the years has been to do that on a sustainable basis. And that really depends on winning your cases. And if you win, you get paid. If you, you know, if you don't, you won't. But your clients are seldom in a position to pay you.
In this situation, however, that might be a little bit different, because the very contention is that so much money has been stolen and that Jacob Zuma is an alleged recipient of it. Doesn't that make you a little bit uncomfortable, given the fact that he actually might, well, according to what is alleged, he actually might have millions and millions of rands in order to pay for a legal defense?
Well, I don't know a lot about his personal circumstances and his financial circumstances, but I understand they're fairly chaotic. But I'm willing to take him on face value if he says he cannot afford a legal defense. I accept that. Legal defenses are really expensive. I think his, you know, the kind of the sum he's expended to date is something in, or the state has expended on his behalf is something in the range of 18 million rand. And the kinds of fees that his attorneys and counsel are demanding, you know, are exorbitant.
Mm.
You'd have to be a very, very wealthy person and have a pretty well organized financial life to be able to afford those kinds of costs. So, you know, perhaps he could afford a, you know, an attorney to represent him and a junior advocate or something, but he probably needs a, you know, a fairly capable team of people to do this job properly.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. Lots of people weighing in. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Ronnie saying, how on earth did he run out of money? Well, I think that we've answered that. Is Richard not doing this in order to get his name known? Well, I would argue that your name is already known, but maybe you want to address that.
Look, I don't need the work and I don't need the publicity. We have a good firm. We're overwhelmed with work. We have a lot to do. We're dealing with a range of class actions. If anything, you know, the concern from my partners and the other lawyers in the firm is, you know, do we have the capacity to take it on? I mean, you know, why are you taking on work when we're already overwhelmed?
Mm, mm.
So that's definitely, you know, not it.
Absolutely. I mean, because that obviously is the next question is I would imagine that if he accepts your offer to proceed on this basis, that the amount of work will be immense.
I don't doubt it, but I do think there's the advantage that legal teams have been working on the matter for a long time, so I expect the documents and the witness statements and the records that are required are already there, and that would make it a lot easier.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, there we do need to leave it. Richard Spur, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.